Okay, so you're thinking about tapping into your home equity, but that credit score, it's not exactly stellar, shall we say. Don't sweat it, we've all been there. Today, we're diving deep into bad credit home equity loans.
We are.
And we've got some really interesting research here that's going to help you avoid the pitfalls and just make some smart choices. So
Absolutely.
you can get through this process feeling confident and empowered.
It can be a scary process, you know, if you don't have all the information. But we're here to break it down and make it a little bit easier.
Absolutely. So the first thing that jumped out at me from all this research was this term, picky interest rates. I don't know about you, but that kind of sounds like the lenders are judging us a little bit.
Well, a little bit, yeah.
So what's the deal with these picky interest rates? How do they even work?
Well, they are definitely judging you a little bit. Think of it like this. Your credit score is like your financial report card.
Ooh, I like that.
And if you have a lower score, lenders, they're going to get a little nervous because they see that as maybe, you know, a little bit higher risk of missing a payment or two. It's all about that risk assessment.
Okay, so that makes sense. But how much higher are we talking here? Is it like a little difference? Or is it like, oh my gosh, I'm paying an arm and a leg kind of difference?
That's a great question. It can be a noticeable difference, sometimes even a couple of percentage points higher than what someone with a great credit score would get. And that's why it's so important to shop around and compare offers from different lenders. Don't just settle for the first thing you see.
Yeah, don't jump on that first shiny offer
Exactly.
because it might not be the best one for you.
Right.
Okay, so while we're on this whole interest rate train,
Yes.
we got to talk about monthly payments, right? I
Absolutely.
mean, how can we figure out what's actually manageable, especially if we're on a, a tighter budget?
Well, the good news is a lot of the research we have emphasizes fair repayment terms. And what that means is finding a loan with monthly payments that you can actually afford.
So how do we figure that out before we're already like knee deep in the loan paperwork and all that?
That's the thing, you don't have to. There's all sorts of online tools now, like mortgage calculators and loan amortization schedules, where you can actually plug in different loan amounts, different interest rates, and see how those monthly payments will
Oh,
change.
that's
So you
amazing.
can really play around with those
Oh,
numbers,
I love that.
see what fits your budget, not just for a couple months, but for the whole life of the loan.
That's like having a crystal ball for your finances.
It is.
All right, so now for the question I think everyone's probably waiting for. Credit scores, the big one, right? How low can your score actually be and still realistically qualify for one of these loans?
Okay, here's the encouraging part. There are lenders out there who specialize in working with people who have less than perfect credit. They understand that life throws us curveballs sometimes,
Absolutely.
and they've set up their whole business model to help people in those situations.
That's a relief to hear. But I have a feeling there's got to be a catch, right?
Well, remember we talked about that risk thing? So even though they're offering these loans to people with lower credit scores, they're going to offset that risk with, you guessed it, higher interest rates. It's all a balancing act.
Higher risk, potentially higher cost. Makes sense. Okay. Last but definitely not least, hidden fees. How can we protect ourselves from those sneaky little charges that just seem to pop up out of nowhere?
The key here is transparency. Our research really emphasizes that. And it's so important to read every single word of that loan agreement. Look out for things like origination fees, closing costs, prepayment penalties. All of those things can really add up and make what seemed like a good deal not so good anymore.
So it's all about like reading the fine print and not being afraid to ask questions.
Absolutely. You know, if something doesn't make sense or it seems way too high, ask. It's your money. It's your home. You deserve to understand everything before you sign.
I love that. Knowledge is power. All right, so to quickly recap our deep dive today on bad credit home equity loans, shop around for those interest rates, make sure those monthly payments fit in your budget, and read that fine print like your life depends on it.
And one more thing I wanted to mention. You know, we've been talking a lot about home equity loans, but it's really important to ask yourself, is this even the right type of loan for me? You know, are there other options, like a personal loan, or debt consolidation that might actually be a better fit for your specific needs.
That's such an important point. There's no one magic solution for everyone, right?
Right.
Do your research, compare all the options, and choose what helps you build that financial future that you're looking for.
That's where it is.
So thanks for joining us for this deep dive today.
Yeah.
And remember, you've got this.
You do.
You've got this.
Yes.